Welcome to the fifth episode of Hello Molly. I'm here with Breezy and Georgie, but they're best friends, and they were best friends long before I met both of them. But I was kind of like, because I knew Georgie, and then Breezy was like, yeah, she didn't know she's my best friend, and I was like, what? How? That's crazy. So when did you guys become friends?
Like, oh, it's a long story.
So, yeah, that dates back.
We met at school, and...
We went to a private school, I was 6 weeks old, actually.
I was two years old.
Wait, what? Wait.
Yeah.
I started school when I was 6 weeks old, and then she came when she was two, which I'm a year older than her, so I think I was three, and you were two.
Yeah. I thought you were 6 weeks old, and you guys became friends.
No, I have that cognitive. Like,
no, we barely knew each other.
Yeah, we were besties when we were babies.
We knew each other a little bit, but, like, we never really hung out together.
Yeah. And then, I think, what?
I was, like, six
and I was seven. Yeah.
So, we tied our backpacks together.
Oh, that's right.
So, our moms both worked at the school that we went to, and we just, like, tied our shoelaces and our backpacks together, and we're like, oh, now they can't make us go our separate ways.
Yeah.
And then it worked, you know, and our moms obviously still could have told us no.
Yeah, but then our sisters copied us, and then yeah, we gotta do this too, and then we all got, like, played it, and we called it Sister Switch.
Sister Switches.
Yeah.
I feel like your younger sisters are, like, the... version, like the younger version of you guys.
Yes, yeah, it's pretty much exactly that.
Yeah. Also, I gotta address my voice, guys. I lost my voice this morning, so I'm gonna sound like a teenage boy going through
puberty. That was me like a few days ago. I'm just finally coming back now.
I know. I just woke up and I was like,
us in church yesterday, being like,
I know. I know. At church, so we were singing. We were singing at church yesterday, and we were trying to reach the high notes, and we're like grandmas because I'm like, and then Breeze is over here like, and
bad.
We just start laughing, and we're like pulled together.
Oh,
it's okay. It's fine.
It's fine. You know.
Yeah. Okay. What are some of your hobbies?
Theater, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. I like art a lot, but I haven't done it for a while.
Weren't you into poetry?
No.
What?
What?
Didn't you, like, used to write poems or something?
No, I said that once, and then everyone was like, Georgie writes poems!
No, because we were in a class. We were in a class.
Yeah, we did that, and you wrote, like, one poem.
And you were like, yeah, I've written a poem before, and I kind of like poetry. I'm like, oh my goodness, she's literally a poet! I ran with that.
I said it once, and everyone's like, yeah, she knows how to write poems.
She's like, you don't even understand!
I wrote a poem. I'm not a poet.
Yeah, and I like singing and dancing and hanging out with my friends.
She has such a cool house in general, but she has this one room, and it's like, it has like a hanging hoop. And
so I call it
the greatest showman room because I'm like, what if we...
Yes. Oh, okay, my turn, I guess. Theater, obviously, big deal. I longboard, which is cool.
Yes.
That's
so cool.
She tried to teach me.
I tried to teach Georgie. That was
almost
like,
died.
That was a gold star moment.
Okay, so what's the difference between a skateboard and a longboard? Because I have a skateboard.
It's 15 inches longer. It's literally a longboard. I got an electric one a few days ago, and I've already been, like, 30 miles on it.
Wow!
It's so like, fun.
I feel like it's, like, smoother than a skateboard.
Yeah.
Because I, like, ran on my skateboard, and I was like, ugh. Yeah.
The wheels that are on this new thing I have are, I don't know, 5 inches or so.
Yeah, you could, like, go over
4 inches. Yeah, I hit rocks and I just go right over them.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that out.
It's so fun.
I feel like I would fall, though. Like, yeah. I see her going on it. She's brought it to every time we've hung out after her birthday.
I have a problem.
Yeah. And she's like, let's go to Walmart.
Oh, that's
and
so fun.
She has to keep up on the non-electric bike.
I'm like, wait for me.
That's like me when all my friends got electric scooters and I was on this little tiny scooter.
The push pedal.
I was like, ugh. I recently tried out a hoverboard the other day.
I killed myself on Georgie's hoverboard.
Yeah, I got one for Christmas when I was like 12.
So, okay, I was at a costume fitting actually, which is weird, but I was also like, oh, there's a hoverboard. And this girl, she was like, you can try it. And so I get on it and I'm like hanging on to the railing for dear life because every movement you make with your body, it responds to that.
Yes. Yeah,
so I
hard.
Like ran into the door. But it was actually really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. One time I fell on my back, that was not good. Yeah.
I heard, like, when they are low on battery, they'll just, like, shut off and they'll, like, yes. jerk you. And I'm like, I don't want that to happen.
Yes. Yeah, well, I did that before. Breezy fell on her back the same day.
So.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good brief summary of your hobby.
Quote, unquote, brief.
What about, okay. So, first impressions.
Oh, yes.
I met Breezy.
Was it?
Summer?
It was at the dress thing. Well, we had met a few times before, but, like, we really met for real at the...
I think the first time you guys met was the masquerade.
The masquerade, that's true.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like I forgot you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, oh, it's Georgie's friend.
Right.
Like, you're just kind of like Georgie's friend.
I feel that.
But I feel like, and then you were at the costume fitting for Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was just there.
She had to try on one of the silly girl dresses.
Yes. They were like, you're the same size as one of the other girls, and just try on this dress. And I was not like a part of this theater group at all, and I just showed up for Georgie.
Yeah. And
I know, I was like, is she allowed in?
Yeah.
All of my friends were like a group around me, and I'm like, don't take pictures, Kenny. They took pictures, videos.
Oh, we have pictures. They're awful.
I'm pretty sure we like sang Taylor Swift too.
We did.
Oh yeah, they
so
played
fun.
It in the dressing room. That's really fun.
And so begins. So yeah, that was my first impression of you, I think. And I was like, oh, she seems nice. And then I remember seeing you again at Elf, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't know she was doing Elf.
Yeah,
and I was like,
giving you a hug.
And I was like, and we're friends.
And that was pretty much as quick as that was.
It was like preschool where you're like, you're my friend now.
Yeah, it really was like that. It was great.
For Georgie, I...
Well, you were told to, like, watch over the kids.
Yes, okay, so yeah, it was at,
I'm the kids. She's the kids.
I had to, quote-unquote, watch Georgie. I'm, like, not even a year, maybe a year older. I don't know.
Like, 9 months, maybe.
Yeah. And I had to, like, watch these kids. Wait. Hold on! I had to, like, essentially babysit these kids that were doing this farm school program. Because they would, like, wander. I mean, Georgie wouldn't wander, but other kids would.
I was
looking
like,
at the cows or whatever.
Or
so I just have to kind of, like, watch them. And then I was like, how old is this girl? And then I remember seeing you at Academy, mm-hmm. and you were in some of my classes, and then, like, you were kind of adopted into the friend group. And I feel like that grew more during Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
we had
because we were all silly girls.
Yeah,
we all everyone was a silly girl.
50% of the cast were silly girls.
I feel like that was the
yeah
case,
I mean
though.
There were six of us, but yeah.
And then at the water park when we both said we liked Benson Boone.
Yes.
Oh,
but
Benson
she was just
Boone.
There and like all my other friends left me. That's not okay. They left because they had good reasons, but I was staying like 30 minutes extra, so I was just kind of like there by myself.
Yeah, she
and
thought
Georgie,
I was gone.
Georgie was also there, and I'm like, oh, thank goodness.
I walked up to her, and she's like, wait, I thought you left. And I'm like, nope, I'm still here.
It's like this feeling of just like relief. But now that we're all one big friend group, and we have other girls in our friend group, obviously, what are some of your favorite friend group stories or memories?
No, we were talking about this the other day. Now I can't remember. Okay, so I have one. It's like, we were all at the mall for a mall day.
Yes.
Love mall days.
Me too.
And then we went to shops and we tried on prom dresses.
Yeah, that was so fun.
It was a blast.
This like orange sparkly prom dress.
Yes.
I love that.
It was so fun. Oh, and then I guess the other girls weren't there, but there was a bunch of us were at a Meghan Trainor concert.
Oh, yes.
That was a blast.
Yes,
that's
that
one
was
of
so
my
fun.
Favorite memories.
That was so fun.
Yes.
Oh, we danced all night. She did so well.
Yeah,
didn't she
did.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised.
I was not surprised, I had a blast.
Like, I didn't know what to expect. I think
that's fair. I didn't really either.
Yeah.
And then Tech Week is definitely
Tech Week. Oh my gosh.
I miss Tech Week.
One of my favorite memories, I think, the sleepover.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
We had, like, one big sleepover.
That was great.
But it was a lot of fun, and I think we spent, like, hours talking.
And then we watched
Descendants.
Oh, yes!
We watched Descendants! Or I spent an hour talking, and you guys listened.
Oh, that was really fun. We did the face mask at, like, 1 in the morning.
Yes, that was so fun. Yeah. I have a picture of that.
That was
great.
We
did face mask down in my bathroom, and then we, like, did a Founding Fathers video because
we can.
Because we can.
Oh.
Actually, we couldn't. We got in trouble for it, but.
We were up way too late downstairs making noise.
It's okay. But it's hard because the bathroom is downstairs, not upstairs. So you have to, like,
Plus, we're girls.
And we can't be quiet.
It's not possible to just be quiet.
Yeah, and, like, if one of us has to go to the bathroom, we're like, okay, well, I'll go. And then everyone just, like, they're like, everyone needs to go to the bathroom.
We'll just
wait for her.
Yeah.
Oh.
But those are some of my favorite memories. Okay. Summer.
Oh, yay. I'm
so
excited.
It's getting hot outside. And
is.
In here. But it's getting hot outside, which is reminding me of summer. And it's only March, but it's okay because it's okay. I can be delusional.
Right.
But it literally feels like summer, and my dad's opening our pool soon.
I saw your slide driving by. I was like, I'm going to Molly's all summer.
Yes.
So many pool parties.
And movie nights. I feel like some people make, like, summer goals and get summer jobs, and, like, summer's the time where I unwind from all my goals because
mm-hmm.
I have so much stuff.
Yeah.
And
super,
like,
busy the rest of the year, and then summer is the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For other people, I feel like it's summer is the time to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no! Summer cleaning is fake!
No!
Or I guess it's spring cleaning, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I don't feel that. I'm so busy the rest of the time that summer is the unwind point.
Right. I know.
Okay. Time for a nap.
Right.
Nap time! Going to hibernation.
Yeah.
On the pool.
Oh.
Speaking about prom dresses, which we weren't really trying to wear, there's a prom coming up in April, guys.
Prom. Mm-hmm.
And, wait, you're both going, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, prom's coming up, and I want to go dress shopping. I think that's why we're going to the mall soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try and buy a dress. I don't usually end up buying anything when we go shopping.
Me too.
I like
window shop.
Yeah. Or, like, we'll go in stores. We'll be like, oh my goodness, these are so cute, but I don't, like,
try them on, take cute pictures, and then leave.
Yeah. Like, I don't have the motivation to actually buy them. So
Or the money. Like,
I'm gonna try and actually buy it.
Walk in and check out.
So walk in, get it, check out.
Yes.
Me and Georgie are both going single.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys.
Crazy!
Yeah,
I mean,
would you like to
get into that tea?
Sure.
Tea, guys!
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this, because that would be embarrassing.
Just don't tell him about it.
That's fair. Okay.
I'll tell him about it.
Okay. I've known this guy that I'm dating now, I guess.
This guy.
I've known him for, like, 5 years, I think, but we were
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I've never met him before.
Yeah, no, you did. You met him at the fair. Both of you did. Very briefly.
Oh, my goodness.
Molly's
I
like,
forgot about that.
Huge
I
eye-opening moment.
It's the same guy.
Yeah. So, okay.
Whoa!
Oh,
that's
nice. Which I've been telling you guys.
I know, but, like, it's one thing to actually, like, see it for yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so.
Not that I don't believe you.
I liked him for a while, and then I was hiding out in the back of this children's, like, my cousin's party, and it's, like, a bunch of 5-year-olds, and I'm hiding out, it's, like, a church room, right, and I'm hiding out in the back kitchen, like, kind of freaking out, because he was there, and he's sitting at a table, and I stared at him awkwardly for, like, an hour, and he didn't know I was there.
You stared at him for an hour?
No. Oh.
Okay.
The whole hiding out.
Just staring at his soul for 60 minutes straight?
No. The whole hiding out thing took, like, an hour, and I called Georgie, and I was like, hey, like, can I just like go ask for his number or ask him out? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, is he crazy?
Call
she's
mom.
Like, she's like, well, I'm inexperienced here. And I was just like, I guess I'll call Molly. So I called Molly. She's like, yeah, go, like, just go for it. And like, it took like 10 minutes of hyping me up to actually go over there and do it.
I was literally at a rehearsal at that time, and she's like, are you doing anything? And I knew she sounded stressed, and I was like, no, I'm not. We were on break, guys. I'm not a rebellious actor. But I was like, no. And I was literally just like, just do it.
Go now. And then I hung up with her. I go into the church, and I sit down at the table, and like, I'm making super awkward eye contact with him. And then Molly, I'm getting texts from Molly, like, did you do it? Did you do it? Go. And I'm like, I'm trying. So, yeah, okay, so I went over, we talked, it was great. I got his number, I talked to him for a few days, and then he asked me out. I went out with him.
I went out so with excited. Him
four times now, and he asked me to be his girlfriend last week, and so, yeah, I guess we're dating now.
I don't know if it's hot in here, but your face is getting so red.
It's very hot in here.
It is.
My face is red on pretty much every moment that it could be.
Dude, no, we were literally at church, again, different time than the horrible voice cracking and singing, different scenario, and she was like, it was like, the service.
I know what you're talking about.
And she was just like, yeah, so I'm a girlfriend now. And I'm like,
yeah, I didn't think you said it like that.
What? And I was like,
she fell on the floor.
I think I ran into the wall, and I was just like, oh my goodness. And then I like slid down the wall because I'm dramatic like that. And I'm just sitting there, and like, and then everyone like, else at church is
I
just
like
okay.
Slowly crouched to the ground to just like console her.
I had to process.
She did. It was a very dramatic process.
If someone texts me something big, I'll take a few moments and I'll be like, oh my goodness, wow. Oh, and then I'll realize I never text them back and be like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry.
Okay,
here's
sorry
my response
that.
To that. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I don't know. Okay, so I really have fun at dances and prom with my friends, and I'm
yeah, we do.
Yeah, I mean, like, dance contests, me and Molly slay.
Yes.
I'm so good at dance.
I won a limbo contest.
George is like, me too. I won the...
she quit it, though, because I could not bend my back that
way. I think,
way.
Actually, we probably would have tied, but...
Yeah.
They said it touched you, but it did not.
Yeah.
I don't think it did.
Yeah. Anyway, so, the dance... We don't know if she's going with her boyfriend or not. hint.
I already told him, though. I told him that if I did want him to go, that I would do some crazy
promposal. You told
him
that you
Wait,
did
you told him no? No. I told him I was thinking about it.
Oh.
Okay.
And then I said, but if I did want you to, I would do a promposal. And so, like, if y'all have promposal ideas, text Molly.
Yeah, text me, guys. Wait, would you do the promposal or would he?
I would do the promos.
Oh my goodness. Wait, we should plan it. Yeah, we should. Let's plan it right now. No, I'm kidding. Have you seen? I love looking up promposal videos on YouTube.
Yes, they're so
one of my
cute.
Favorite pastimes, and I'll just like scroll through the shorts.
Yes.
But like, I my only tip is like not to be creepy.
Yeah, like, not.
Like,
not.
Like, the captions, like, bro, I hid out in her closet for an hour. Then I asked her to prom, and she said yes. I was like, I would be so scared.
I would probably say no.
I'd be like, what the heck, you freak?
Get out of my house.
Get out of my closet.
Yeah.
How long have you been in there?
An hour.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, please.
That would be so scary.
Yeah,
I'd probably turn him down.
He was like, yeah, dude, I waited an hour for her to get up. I was just watching her sleep, and she said yes!
Oh, okay.
Insane. Oh, yeah. Getting back to prom shopping.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite stores to go to? Like, go-to stores?
Are we talking,
what
like...
What is that store that we like?
What is the story like?
Wait, we just like read each other's mind, like clap. What was
Tell
that
me.
Thing?
Petland?
What was the thing we did? Oh, you two did it on your podcast. We go, and then we pause, water. And we go, water under the bridge.
I did that. She didn't follow. She just sighed. It's okay.
Oh, okay. You and Georgie did that.
Both of you did that. It sounded like both of you. Yeah, both of us did it. Yeah.
No, we heard that. We were like, we do that all the time. Yeah. It was cute. Anyway, reading each other's minds. What was the store? Clap, 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 clap.
Why does clapping not make it to the 18th episode?
Oh.
We have to clap.
What was the store that we went to last time?
Last time? When last time?
Like September.
Like at the mall?
What?
Yeah.
Hmm. Where did
we went to a lot of stores.
We did.
Dillard's?
Dillard's was fun.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
It is expensive. For us broke children.
Yes.
You know what's expensive? Victoria's Secret.
You buy dresses there? Like for
no. No, no, that's not what it is. No, I was just saying it's expensive.
Oh, okay. Especially for the people who do not have jobs.
I went to Sephora, as all girls do.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I guess I'll just buy this lipstick. I go up, and she's like, okay.
I remember the story.
She's like, that'll be $43. And I was like,
never mind.
I was hyperventilating on the inside, but I was keeping it cool. I was like, all right, cool.
Sure,
cool.
Yeah.
So I bought it. They got me. They got me bad.
Oh.
I don't know what came over me.
Well, you know, you just, like, turned this into the cool rich crowd.
I guess. Me and my sister went in there, and my mom needed, like, this hairspray stuff. We're just going around the aisles, and I'm like, this says, try me. Do you want a makeover?
This is why if I ever date someone, we will not be shopping in, like, makeup stores. Because I'm going to be like, buy it. And something's gonna come over me, and I'm gonna force him to buy it, and then I'm gonna feel bad like a million years later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like Hollister.
Hollister's so cool. American Eagle, so too. American Eagle, yes. Is cool.
Yeah. I like the shoe store.
Journeys. What is it?
Journeys, yeah. Oh, DSW is so good, and I just got a coupon there. It's not like in the mall, but it's like next to Hobby Lobby.
I've been there.
Like that area. Yeah.
Yeah, I bought Birkenstocks there. No judging me.
No judgment. No. I'm like off-brand Birkenstocks, so.
Yeah.
I love shoes.
Shoes are awesome.
Me too.
The Lego store is fun.
We went to the Lego store.
With the hats. They give us, like, the crowns.
The bunny crowns.
The bunny.
They're paper crowns.
And Miss A's low-key is, like, pretty awesome.
It is.
I shop
there a lot, not gonna lie.
Like, yes. It's awesome.
Everything is a dollar, but yes. It's like,
I know,
makeup and like.
Like the same nail polish you could get like, yes, at Walmart, yeah, for, yeah, $6.
For $6.
Like, $1 here. And I'm sure. Like,
yeah.
All right,
like, how are they doing this?
Yeah. But like, me and Breezy got the necklaces from Miss A.
Yes.
And then I lost mine. Hers fell apart.
Oh, okay, so we have a history of our friendship things, just we lose them and we break them.
Yeah.
It's not good. And we have, like, we just recently, like 3 weeks ago, bought another one. We have friendship things, like, you know, jewelry, yeah, yeah, and things, yeah, like that.
The only thing that we've kept is our rings, I think.
We have rings, and so, yeah. Here's the segue to Girl Meets World.
Ring power.
Okay, so, we have rings, and it's...
We have rings.
They are...
One room.
They are,
they're
like...
They're spinny rings.
They're spinny rings, yeah, which helps my
fidget problem.
Yes.
Bind them.
Sorry.
Bind them.
I find myself just, like, spinning on my finger that doesn't even have a ring on
it. So, actually, the spinning ring that I got from Miss A's, which, keep in mind, is a $1 store, never made my finger green.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
mine
actually
too.
They don't never fade. Made
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear it.
And I was like, this is amazing!
Yeah. Yes! Props to you, Miss A.
So, yeah, whoever she is.
We love Miss A.
Amelia, A names.
A names.
Anna.
Oh, okay, so, hang on, Girl Meets World, we must talk about this.
Yes, yes. My favorite Girl Meets World episode,
mm-hmm,
or episodes, because I probably can't just choose,
yeah,
one.
Right, very, yeah, important decision.
I like the Lodge episodes.
Ski Lodge.
Yes, Ski Lodge.
Yes, definitely a favorite.
Yeah, I like the episode, what is it, Purple Cat episode?
Yes! That's one of my favorites.
What is it, like,
like...
What the line? It's like she's falling in, like,
mm-hmm,
boing.
Yeah.
I like the tater tot episode.
That's, yes, my favorite. Yes,
that one's so good,
dude. Yes. That's okay. So if you don't know Girl Meets World, I'm sorry, but also
leave.
Don't leave. But
that,
like,
to make it into every
episode.
It does.
So Riley's uncle, if you know Girl Meets World, then you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, then yeah.
What's his name?
Oh my goodness. It's boring, but what? I don't know.
Oh, I thought you meant the other uncle, like the one with like
the face.
Yeah. Mental disability.
Eric. No, Boing. And he, what's his name actually? I always call him Boing.
Josh.
Yeah, thank
J.
you.
I knew it was a J. Yeah.
And so, like, Maya's in love with him in this episode that we're talking about.
Yeah, but
it's fabulous.
But he's 3 years older than her and he's going off to college, which I'm like, okay, 3 years. Not that big a deal.
Not that big of a deal, but he thinks it is, and so it
does. But she doesn't. It does seem like a big deal when he's going to college and she's still like in school.
That's true.
But then he finally comes to his senses.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of. Yep. Well,
long game.
He's dumb.
What?
who said that?
Yeah. I actually really, they're very cute together. Yeah. And then my other favorite episode is the, I don't remember the name of it, but it's like where they're making like one of the extras in the classroom. Her dad is like making a show based on their lives.
Yes,
I haven't seen that episode.
Tristan
so
cool, cool,
stupid.
Yes.
So you got the part?
No, no. Oh, that's a great one. I think
it's just so funny. I like the funny ones.
So funny.
The funny and the dramatic ones. The ones that are kind of just like in between. I'm like,
yeah. Like obviously it's an original and we love it.
So. I have, like, a few more questions.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap it up. What is something you guys are passionate about? So deep.
Passionate. That's so a deep question.
So deep. Yes.
Your boyfriend. Oh! Let's hope he doesn't listen to this.
It's okay. It's fine.
Do you have an answer now?
Probably, like, my... It's weird saying like I'm passionate about my best friend, but like
that's definitely on the list.
Yeah, like best friend, just like in general, like a best friend relationship.
A best friend relationship is one of the like greatest things you can have in life.
Mm-hmm. Like the bond. So
for sure.
And then like meeting other people who are best friends too.
Yeah,
is, like,
I know. It's
the
like
best
crazy.
Thing ever.
I know. Like it's really sad when like. This is gonna sound mean, but it's sad when, like, you don't have a best friend.
Yeah.
And, like, you meet other best friends, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you're fine with being on your own, that's okay, too. Yeah. But I feel like if you have a best friend, it's just
easier.
And makes life easier.
Yes. Yeah. You have someone there for you in every way possible.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's one of them for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously. Definitely. Top five.
Yes.
Top two.
Yeah. Well... Probably top, yeah. Probably like my faith. And
I was gonna say faith is a big one.
Best friend relationship or family, and then best friend relationship. Faith,
family.
Can't forget about those people.
Oh,
okay.
the people who I live with.
Yeah, I don't even like those people. What?
Yeah, I think faith is a big one. Being passionate about it is really important.
Uh huh. I feel like if you're kind of just like in your faith, but you're kind of dull, which not dull. But, like, sometimes I'll be, like...
Bored.
Man, I don't... Yeah, bored. Bored in my faith. And, like, something that can, like, help that is just, like, going to church or whatever.
Yeah. And, like, I'll have...
Even if your voice does crack.
I'll have a bad week, and it'll just be, like, I'll go to church, and I can't even remember the bad week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how it feels. Yeah. That's on the passionate list.
And, like, you... Yeah. And, like, if you hear something, like, in the sermon, you can, like, go back and read on that, like, mm-hmm. something sometimes I'll do.
Yeah.
Or, like... go over it with my mentor or something like that later.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, last question, not as deep. What are some of your pet peeves?
Are we talking like people or just like things that bug us?
So like, okay, some like, I'll break it into categories, like things people do and then like noises or like stuff, something like that.
Okay. I guess I'll start with the things. When, like, stuff, like, you're trying to walk out the door or something, mm-hmm. and your shirt or bag will, like, catch on a door handle.
Oh yeah.
That makes me so angry.
No.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Like, stepping barefoot on crumbs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wow, these are good ones. Like, I don't know that. Like,
I don't know mine, actually. I'm sure my friends know it better than I do.
And then I'll do some people ones.
I mean,
and then on people.
What?
Oh, yes.
Nails on chalkboard,
that's everyone's.
Yeah.
That's true. It's generic for a reason because it's all these people.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Some people, things people do.
I'm trying to think of mine while you're dying. I'm trying to think of mine too.
Alright, I think, like, it bugs me when people will say something, like, or you'll say something and then, like, somebody else will say the exact same thing you said and didn't hear you or just repeated it.
Mm. So it's like the comedy line in a movie where someone's like,
I'd say
so. Like, we should go this way, and no one hears them, and then this one dude, like, the leader is like, I have a great idea. We should go this way. And the other dude's like, I just said that.
Exactly. Okay, being unheard. Yeah, that's a pet peeve.
Yeah. One of my, I can't think of my things one right now, but the gesture I just made with my hands.
Fingers.
So, something that, like, people do that bothers me is, like, belittling. Yes. Or, like, undermining something you're going through.
Always.
I think that's the right word. Well, workshop it.
Just, like, making it less.
Yeah. Like, making it seem, like, not as important.
Right. Like, you're saying something that's, hard for you or whatever.
Yeah.
And somebody be like, oh, that's not too big of a deal.
Yeah. Or someone being like, oh, well, you wouldn't understand yet because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, help me understand. Like, help me. Like, don't just shut me out.
Yes. Uh-huh. That bugs me so much. That's definitely on there, too.
Or, like, being excluded. I think that's everyone's.
That's everyone's,
like,
for sure.
No one's like, I love being excluded.
My favorite.
Yeah, being excluded sucks for sure.
Some people have FOMO more than others. I feel like I'm one that's more than others.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's also like an introvert extrovert thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, when someone is chewing food and, okay, I get, this is kind of a thing. It's like a texture thing. When someone's chewing food and it's like quiet and you can hear them chew food.
Ew. Yes, I hate that.
Or they'll chew with their mouths open.
No, not even with their mouths open. Like, because, like, I mean, that doesn't really bother me.
You don't mind the visual thing? You just mind the audio?
It's just like when they're like,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, be quiet. Can you stop breathing?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know mine. Do you know any of mine?
There's only one thing I kind of noticed. Like, something like, someone's doing something, and you're like, no, guys, we should do it this way.
Yeah.
And, like, people aren't listening to you, and you're like, guys, we need to do it this way. And then, like, we'll come around to it, and we'll be like, oh, well, we should have done it that way. And you're like, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is, especially just, it doesn't even have to be.
Which, that's also, like, a blessing, because I'm like, we should do it this way, which is the most complicated, nonsensical way, and you're like,
I've done
actually.
Because, I mean, just, like, you're, like a logical person, I'd have to say, and, like, some of us just aren't logical.
Some of us don't have brains!
I know!
Like, me and Molly will just want to do something crazy, or, like, some other people in the group are also more in the crazy realm.
Like, throwing... And she'll provide
I did that too.
Yeah, you did, but you definitely advised us not to before.
We're in trouble. We should do this.
And me and Molly just go chucking pumpkins into this. Okay, so we weren't supposed to be throwing these pumpkins from a pumpkin patch.
It was right next to a basketball hoop.
Yeah, okay. So context.
Basketball hoop.
Context.
Yes, it was.
There was like these propped up basketball nets. And they were like, and there was like a thing under them.
There was
that
like a metal.
Like that was supposed to catch something and then let it roll off. And
like a pumpkin.
Yeah, like a pumpkin. And we're like, well, this is a basketball. And we're like, so obviously.
Being
the pumpkins, like, right in front of
us. Yeah, and so they're like, obviously they want us to throw these pumpkins.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay. And so we just start chucking
pumpkins. Chucking pumpkins in.
Honestly, one of like the funnest things I've ever done. Most fun, whatever. But I was like throwing it and then like crack and
the
it,
release
like,
when it just smashes on
the thing. It's so satisfying. And this guy comes up and he's like, hey girls,
excuse me.
Those pumpkins are actually that's my garage. He was like, girls, these pumpkins are actually supposed to be for selling.
People are supposed to be buying.
And we're like, oh my goodness, we're so sorry. We're and like, he was super chill about it, but also we weren't supposed to be doing it.
He was just like, excuse me, ladies. Would you please refrain from chucking my pumpkins?
Yeah. I felt so bad though.
It's such a stupid thing. It is. Like, I can't believe we did it in hindsight.
But thinking back, it does make sense.
Yeah, like anybody else would have done it.
What else are you supposed to throw into these
things? But then later we go like down, like, because these nets were, like, on the top of, like, kind of a hill. We go down the hill into the playground, and we find this deflated basketball. I did. And it was, like, in this, like, goggle ball pit. And I was like,
We probably should have thrown the basketball into the basketball net.
Like, well, it was Jerry's fault for not blowing up the basketball.
Yes.
If you want us to not throw the pumpkins, Jerry, you should keep the basketballs inflated.
Get it right, yeah. Jerry!
Yeah, let's put it next to the basketball hoop.
We do apologize, Jerry.
Listen, Jerry.
If you're listening on the podcast, Jerry, please.
Also, just a disclaimer, Jerry is not a real person. It's this made-up man we are blaming for our stupid mistakes.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, on that note, it's very hot in here, so I think we'll close. And with that,
we close. Goodbye.
So long, farewell. Have a good day.
That was a voice crack.
Thank you for listening to the 5th episode of Hello Molly.
Bye.
Well, that was so good.